Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along today. This is Damayanti, the show for your soul, and I'm Sarah Main, your host and creator of Damayanti. And in today's show, I'm going to be talking about intention, living with intention. It's an inside job. That's right. I'm carrying on with my theme of living from the inside out. And one of the really important things about this is living with intention. And hear quite a lot about this now. People talk about, I'm intentionally doing this. I'm going to be intentional about doing something every week on a Thursday or something, and I've decided to be intentional about it. So this word intention, intentionally, intentional, is in the vocab at the moment. And I thought I'd just zero in on it. So grab a cup of tea or coffee and just take the time, do yourself a favor and take the time to actually consider with me this whole topic of intention. What does it mean? So you can get some awareness and be conscious and intentional about intention. Intention is one of the most powerful forces. It's underlying and directional. It's an underlying and directional force when we do anything, even if we're not consciously intentional. There's an intention. It's just we're not conscious of it, because it is an underlying and directional force in everything that we do. So when we embark on something, even if we're not conscious of our intention, when we embark on something, no matter how simple it is, like it could be brushing your hair every day, then we're acting, if we're not conscious of our intention, then we're acting from habitual frameworks. We're basically asleep. It's called a form of waking sleep. We're walking around, we're talking, our eyes are open, and yet we're fast asleep. And I've done shows on this. And these habitual frameworks are just operating, and habitual ideas and old belief systems, and they're all operating, and they're driving the action that we do. Now, this is fine for simple, repetitive things that we do at home all the time, like getting dressed or washing the dishes, doing the laundry. We may not be conscious of our intention other than to get it done. But then there are other things we do in our life, and are we conscious of our intention there? So we need to be more awake, raise our awareness of what's underlying our actions. And often it's this intentional force. Well, it is this intentional force. It's a powerful force. And remember that belief is the driver of action. Belief drives action. So if we've got habitual belief systems operating, then it's no wonder that we typically produce the same thing again and again, the same outcome. We're just unaware, we're unconscious of what we're doing that's producing this repetitive outcome. And that's why we experience that nothing changes, you know. That's why it seems like we're stuck. Well, in a way, we are stuck, but there's always the opportunity to be unstuck, to be free. You are actually free. You are limitless. That's the truth of who you are. That's the truth of your soul, your greatness. But we seem to create or generate this repetitive cycle. And so let's be intentional and look at intention. So intention is key, and it's an inside job, obviously. So intention has nothing to do with the external world. Okay, I'll say that again. Intention has nothing to do with the external world, and it's got everything to do with how we approach and respond to our external world. So our external world is not determining our intention. That's why it's an inside job. But intention has everything to do with how we approach and how we respond and attend upon the external world. So let's get it right from the inside. And as I said before at the beginning, this is following on my theme of living from the inside out. My previous shows were on that, and I'm on a bit of a theme at the moment, living from the inside out. So intention rules our action, and it's what you mean, the meaning behind something. So what you mean is what you get. Intention rules our action, and what you mean is what you get. And intention is akin to attitude, as they're all similar words. There's probably nuances that are different, but basically it's around this area of attitude. And that's why a positive attitude, a can-do attitude, a positive attitude is vital. And it's one of the reasons I wrote a whole chapter on positive attitude in my book, Conscious Confidence: Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. Because a positive attitude is crucial. It's not just, you know, thinking happy thoughts and talking happy talk. It's absolutely crucial to be in that vibe, that resonance, because it frames everything that we do, say, and achieve, the outcome. So intentional, another way of looking at it, another sort of aspect related to attitude, what we mean, our underlying meaning, is the emotional ground, the sort of the very ground, like think soil, plants growing out, the emotional ground of our thoughts and actions. Intention is what you mean, right? So just think about that. You know, there's much to ponder about that. And if you journal, much to journal. But remember Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, the Japanese businessman and scientist and practitioner. He discovered that intention has a physical outcome. And he showed that through water crystals are affected by intention. They're affected by intention. So what you mean, what you intend, determines and shapes outcome. And he proved that. He wanted to find a physical example to prove to people how to get well, physically well. And he showed that their emotional intent determined much of their recovery. And I've talked about Dr. Emoto a lot, and there's a lot online you can do some research, and it's really fascinating research. It's fantastic. So intention is crucial, and it has a physical outcome. It's not just happy talk and happy thoughts. So let's take a really ordinary everyday example. So, you know, making a cup of tea or cup of coffee, you know, if you're a coffee drinker, great. I always refer to tea because I'm a tea drinker. So if you're making a cup of tea, this is such an ordinary everyday activity. You think, why on earth am I talking about such an ordinary level? But that's where we actually need to start. So without considering your intention, you just make it the same way you do every time, all right? It's habitual. Your hand goes to the drawer. You get the spoon out, the cup, right? It's habitual. And we can either make this with happiness, or we can make this with joy and happiness, or we can make it with anger and sadness or frustration or whatever dominant state we're in at the time, all right? And that dominant state may and probably will have been determined by something that's happened in the past, okay? So we bring all of that as our intention, our meaning, to making this cup of coffee right here and now. So what has gone into that liquid, into that drink that you're about to take into your body or serve to someone else? What's the energy behind it? Because remember, intention, and Dr. Emoto proved this, intention does have a physical outcome, a physical result. And if the intention is harmonious and loving, there is a harmonious outcome in the physical system. If the intention is disharmonious, divided, unharmonious, angry, disrupted, then it shows in the physical outcome, which is the whole outcome is not harmonious. And that was shown at the level of the water molecules. And remember, our bodies are 75 to 90% water, but let's say 75%, they're mostly water. So that intention has a physical outcome. So just go back to the cup of tea or coffee. What has gone into, what is the very makeup of that drink? You put the same coffee in the cup, the milk, apparently, but the outcome, what you're imbibing, what's the energy behind it? That's determined by the intention, the meaning. So then consider you make the same cup of tea with love and care. So the intention will be present as you make it. And no matter how and who you're making it for, could be yourself or someone else, that love and care is going into it. So our intention can elevate an ordinary task to something uplifting and transformative, and that very energy we're taking back into our body. Now, bigger intentions and goals change as life goes on, different ages and stages and goals. But the higher intention of acting with love, action of service, speaking the truth, your thought, word, and deed aligning, do as you say, keep your word, be careful what you say and promise. This all has a much more powerful and lasting outcome. So I'm going to talk more about this, and I'm going to talk after the break about how pure intention is far greater than perfect action. So I'm going to take a break now, and I'll be back afterwards to talk about pure intention is far greater than perfect action. We'll see you soon. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about intention. It's an inside job. And before the break, I was talking about performing simple tasks, everyday tasks, and I zero in on that because it's the everyday tasks where the most habit lurks and keeps us trapped. And look, it's handy. It gives us routine, and that's good for health and well-being. But to bring some conscious awareness, some presence, some mindfulness to simple tasks does shine the light on how we can live more meaningfully, live with greater intention and power, and uplift ourselves and others and fulfill our purpose. And I mean, that's what it's all about. And that's certainly what Dhammayanti is all about. So I was talking about making a cup of tea, and we can either do it habitually and with no conscious intention. And so depending on the state we're in, that's going into the actual drink we're taking into our bodies or serving to someone else. Or we can be consciously intentional and make that cup of tea, same actions, but perform it with the intention of love and care. Perform it with the intention of it being the best cup of coffee you've ever made, all right? For example, you can set bigger intentions like acting every day with love. Today, I am going to make every effort to act with love. So actions of service, speaking the truth, your thought, word, and deed align, so you're careful about what you promise you're going to do and say. Showing respect, you know, helping people, smiling, being courteous, even though you'd really like to slang off at someone, you don't. You speak with courtesy. taking the time to ask someone how their day was, you know, simple things like that. I was listening to a woman I'd only just met, and I made a conscious decision to listen with both ears and not have one ear on thinking about something else. And she started telling me all this detail about a relationship of hers. And she, at one point she was just talking and talking, and she seemed so relieved to be able to talk about it. And she said, after a while, she said, I don't know why I'm even telling you all of this. Well, you know, I could say, yeah, it was the space open just from the listening. Because people have offered that to me without saying it. I knew their listening and intention opened a space for me to speak. And it just seemed the right thing to do for her. And all I was doing was listening. I was saying virtually nothing. But she looked so relieved and happy. You know, kindness, that's another intention that you can consciously just step into that and say, I'm going to offer kindness, return kindness for anything else. And my husband last week actually was, we were catching up with some friends, and the barman, we were just getting some juices, you know, a couple of glasses of juices, and my husband just asked the barman how his day had been. And he said, no one's asked him that all day. He said, I've been at work for 9 hours and not one person has asked me how my day's been. And he was so touched to have been offered that act, simple act of kindness, that he said, nah, you know, don't pay for them. And we got free drinks, you know, some juices, something simple. But these are the things that actually uplift and raise the level of consciousness and raise the quality of our life and the lives of others. And we do it through our intention, which then drives our actions and our speech. So lots of examples, lots and lots of examples. But let's now zero in on pure intention is more important than perfect action, because this is really important. Think of a young child coming to you with a handmade card. Okay, they come up to you, the paper's a bit crumpled, the handwriting's a bit wobbly, it's not expert, the spelling isn't correct. You open it up and it says, I love you, and it's written I, and then love, LUVUYOO, or something, you know. They don't know how to spell, so they've just sounded it out as best they know. They've done a drawing, and it's stick figures, and the colouring isn't expert, and it's not in the lines. And then there's maybe a withered flower that they've cut from the backyard, from the weeds, and they've got some sticky tape and taped it to the front. Okay, but the child's done it all on their own. It's their idea. And they've taken all their, you know, quite a while to make it. And they come up to you and they spontaneously give you this card. Okay, and you look at it and you know the intention behind it was utterly pure. It was their way of expressing love, utterly pure intention, even though obviously the execution's not perfect. It's perfect within what they're capable of doing, but it's not like super professional. But it's the meaning that went into it. Obviously, it's the meaning. And that's what carries the power and the energy, right? And the connection. I mean, think about Mother's Day, the millions of watery eggs and, you know, cold burnt toast that's served to mothers on Mother's Day. But similarly, all of that is an opportunity to show love and care. And it's served with an open heart. So, of course, look, if an adult's going to do something, they've got more capability than a child by and large. Sure. And we'd expect that, you know, but it's not the, but sometimes that can be a distraction. The sophistication of the outward presentation can be a distraction to the inward intention. And it's not for us to judge other people's intention, but it is for us to take responsibility for our intention, right? For our intention. So, you know, we can be awake to our intention, our meaning, our attitude. What is our intention? What is our meaning? What is our attitude? When we perform simple tasks each and every day, start there, because that's where the greatest habits lurk. So they're really an excellent way of purifying your intention, and you find then you're in a much better zone to remember in other circumstances that are more extraordinary, in as in extraordinary, out of the ordinary, the one-offs. You'll have a better awareness if you work at purifying where the most habits lie. It's like going to the back of the cupboard that you don't normally go to, okay, when you're cleaning something out. So, you know, really this is where the greatest potential for changing our outlook on life and shifting our energy and releasing that stuckness and showing us greater opportunities for growth and expression of our full, of our potential. So it's when we're preparing meals, you know, we're preparing food with love for ourselves. Even if we're making a meal for ourselves, are we doing it with love and respect for ourselves, so that we're careful when we put the food on the plate, or do we just sort of dump it and eat it and we're not conscious? You know, doing the laundry, doing the grocery shopping, driving to work, making tea and coffee, any of those things is where all the habit lurks the most. Bring some intention, be intentional about what we're doing with care, with love for ourselves and those around us. And you can reverse engineer this. If you look at the outcome that you've experienced, you can determine what you intended. All right, this can be a diagnostic tool. It helps to raise awareness and shed some light. And then you can ask some questions. You know, what did I intend? What was the payoff for me? Why do I keep repeating this? What do I get out of it being repeated? See what comes of this. And it can be really instructive and illuminating. And look, this is not intended to be hard on yourself, but be honest. And the intention is to purify and uplift and express your greatness, your potential. And to do this, we do need to start working from the inside out, living from the inside out. And that's why intention is an inside job. So intention rules our actions, and it's what you mean is what you get. So I can just reiterate to you, focus on simple tasks. I was taught this years ago when I was young, and to this day, am I perfect at it? Not at all. Perfection's not the point. That's just a concept. But I do, as much as I can remember, come back, even if I'm just pouring water into a glass, come back and do it with attention. Do it with care. Nothing need outwardly change, but it may change. Even how you place your hand on a door handle to open a door. Are you aware and present when your hand touches that handle? Do you do it with care, with just the right amount of force rather than unnecessary force? All of this is bringing intention to how we live, and it's so powerful and so uplifting. So I can only urge you to try, and good luck. And the next show I'm going to be doing this month is on soul speech. It's a beautiful topic on soul speech. So join me for that. And if you're interested to learn about Damayanti and more about Damayanti, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store, damayanti.store, damayanti.store. We've got a promo going. We're extending it from last month. If you go to my website, I've got a store with beautiful jewelry with Sanskrit mantras on them. And I've talked a lot about Sanskrit and the purity and power of Sanskrit. That's real intention, I can tell you. I'm wearing a piece now. Says Balam, which means true strength. And go to my website and use the promo code podcast40, podcast40 for 40% off. And there are 8 mantra collections and all sorts of other things. So go to my website, damayanti.store, and check it out. And I'm also on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and there's a Facebook group there. So go and check it out and find out more. I'd love to have you along. And as always, I'm going to finish with a Sanskrit prayer, these beautiful, uplifting, fine intentions and vibrations. This is one of my favorites. It's a prayer for all. And it means, may all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good, auspicious things, and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.